Thousands of Democratic delegates were supposed to be in Milwaukee this week. Instead, like the rest of us, they're experiencing the convention virtually. NPR's Sam Greenglass had a window into what this week's been like for two Michigan delegates.
I'm sitting at my dining room table, and I'll probably switch between my dining room table to the living room to the den.
Alicia Bell is a county commissioner from Detroit. She won an election to be a delegate for the first time. The news of an all-virtual convention hit hard.
Sad, because we were going to make it a little family trip, especially as a first-time delegate, because I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to be a delegate again.
An hour away, near Flint, Delegate Frank Berger is decked out with Biden swag.
I actually bought a beautiful flag. This is Biden for President 2020. You can see I'm wearing my shirt that says Biden with the rainbow.
Berger, a teacher, was also a 2016 delegate.
There's such an exciting, exhilarating feeling while you are in the arena.
This year, everything's online. The daily breakfast, caucus meetings,
the Black caucus meeting,
even kickoff parties. Before the primetime speeches, Berger whips up cocktails. At her house, Bell has snacks.
And I am popping my popcorn.
On Monday night, Bell's whole family got together.
Day one of the Democratic National Convention. My mother is here, my husband, my mother-in-law, my children.
It's got to be a great convention, great speakers. It's got to be a great time. So
the
go,
goodness
Biden.
And the grace go that Biden. Is out there in households and neighborhoods all across this nation. And I know.
Just got through listening to the most inspirational speech ever by First Lady Michelle Obama. We are going to ring our bell, and we are going to do what we need to do as Democrats to vote in Joe Biden for president of these United States.
That was night one. On night two, Berger and his husband watch in their living room.
About to begin the roll call to officially nominate Joe Biden for president of the United States of America.
Wyoming.
After our son Matthew's death in Wyoming, Joe Biden helped pass legislation to protect LGBTQ Americans from hate crimes.
Seeing Judy and Dennis Shepherd cast the votes is so emotional as an openly proud gay man.
And with Joe as president, these classrooms will ring out with laughter and possibility once again.
What a way to end it, with Dr. Jill Biden hearing her words of encouragement. I know that we will have a friend of public education in the White House.
Before the end of the convention, I wanted to get both delegates together.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Virtually, at least. They raved about last night's lineup, amazing. Like President Obama.
The message that Barack Obama delivered was very, very poignant.
And Kamala Harris.
We are breaking the glass ceiling every day.
They also talked about how tough this year's been. Frank is gearing up for an uncertain school year. Alicia lost friends to COVID. But what struck me was their optimism.
I would say I'm walking away with positive energy. Our ticket represents what America looks like.
And, you know, likewise, I feel a sense of pride, a sense of hopefulness that we will get better. And I can't wait to November 3rd.
A shared convention moment, even if only on a screen. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Detroit.